It certainly is. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for all these wonderful people that's going to join us tonight. We're going to have a good praise and worship and a prayer service. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, let your anointing flow tonight. Let your gifts be in operation also, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us along this road that you've gotten us on. You've put us on and keeping us on it, Father. We come against witchcraft, faction witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Cast it all down off of God's people right now in Jesus' name, that none of it will have any ill effect on anybody in this outreach or in the local. And we thank you, Father, for your protection on each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. And Lord, we just ask that you lead us and guide us tonight in the things that you want us to pray for and the things that you want us to talk. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Anybody got a, let's pray for Malcolm's family. He just asked that we pray for, he lives in a place where all of his family's close to him, and most of them have been tested positive. So we're going to pray against that. And most of them really don't have the faith to believe that God would heal them. So we're just going to pray and believe with them, with Malcolm, that they're going to be healed, and the glory would go to him instead of doctors. And with Father, we just lift up Malcolm's family. We hook our faith up with Malcolm. Lord, we just want to see one miracle in that family that you do that'll bring the rest of them into this wonderful promises that you've given us in your word, Lord. Open up the word to them and show them, Lord, that you do these things now. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We come against any kind of witchcraft against their family. In Jesus' name, we cast it all down. We cast all of this down in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that his father, who is sick also, that when Malcolm prays for him, he's going to be healed as well. You will heal him because of Malcolm's faith, Lord. And we thank you for doing that for Malcolm in Jesus' name. All right. Anybody else want to pray? Yes, Julie.
Can I pray for Malcolm too?
Oh, absolutely.
Father, we thank you for Malcolm. We thank you for our brother and the faith that you've given him. I pray, Lord, that during this time, Lord, his faith not waver one bit, that you encourage him and you strengthen him in his faith and you give him boldness and courage. And we cast down every evil work and assignment against Malcolm to hinder his faith in any way. In Jesus' name, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for lifting him up and getting his eyes focused on you and keeping him there. And he'll be able to speak exactly as you were leading him. We command every lie of the enemy off of him, every distraction, and everything that's coming against him right now in this time, Lord. Give him just the words to speak. Give him boldness to pray, believing. And it'll come to pass.
Uh-oh. You froze up. All right. You're good now. Yeah. But you're okay now. You broke loose, girl. You broke loose. That's awesome. All right. Go ahead, Theo or Lana.
Hey, y'all. I have a little bit of a testimony as well as a prayer request. So it's been a kind of a nonstop trial slash attack on our home. We've been realizing in the last day, it's been ongoing for about a week. The boys have kind of gone through their sickness phases. We aren't actually even quite sure what it is that they're getting, whether it's the new strain of pox out there, monkey pox, or whether it's the hand, foot, and mouth. But thankfully, they're doing well. The rashes are there, but we're walking by faith, and the boys are happy and energetic and recovering slowly. Theo also got attacked, He's had excruciating headaches for the last couple of days and a fever. He's doing great today. We praise the Lord. We've been kind of casting all that stuff down. So the Lord's been merciful. And then yesterday, little Theo was so energetic at bedtime that he, as he was running back to his bed, super, super fast, he slammed the side of his head into his wooden bed frame and gashed open his head. No biggie. We cleaned it up and my husband was like, that's going to get super glued. And that's all we did. And he's been fine. The gash is closed. The bleeding stopped. The kid hardly remembers what happened, but it was big. And then just an hour ago, I was working on some skincare products and I have a bottle of isopropyl alcohol that I keep to spray down my tools. Well, he has this habit of picking up spray bottles because Theo has used them in the past, different bottles, to spray apple juice on his barbecue. Well, this kid didn't think that there was a difference and sprayed the alcohol straight into his mouth. And I don't think he'll be doing that again. So thank you, Lord, there will not be any side effects. It didn't hurt him and he won't be repeating himself. So Father God, I thank you for the trials. I thank you that you are working on exercising and strengthening our faith. Father God, you are showing us what it means to walk by faith, what it means to cast down those vain imaginations, Father God. And you keep, Father God, increasing our knowledge in this area of life because it is so important, Father God. I thank you for the strength to take it in a stride and keep going, Father God. I also, Father God, repent that I let the chaos of the enemy attack my mind today. Most of the day, it just felt like I couldn't go on with the kids. But I thank you for your great mercies and the precious moments you give us to laugh over. And we thank you that the trial is over, that the training is complete and the enemy has no power over our home, has no authority to continue doing any hurt, harm, or damage, Father God. We thank you for the work that you're doing in our home, and we continue to stand against the enemy and rebuke all of his tactics and attacks, Father God. And if this is coming from outsiders as well in the form of witchcraft or word curses, Father God, we continue to bind them up and stand against them, Father God, believing on your promises that our home is surrounded by a hedge of protection and that only that which you will come to pass in our home, Father God. We thank you for your healing, for the restoration of Theo's scalp and the health of both of my boys and my husband, as well as my own strength, mental and physical, Father God. We thank you that we are perfectly healed by the stripes of Jesus, Father God, and that we have a good report to meditate on, to proclaim boldly before each other, before our children, and before the world every single day, Father God. I thank you for all this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful praise reports. Now, Theo Jr. won't have to wear a mask for a while, will he?
No, we won't do that.
Praise the Lord. We'll get upside with it.
I'm kind of curious, is Theo now, with me spending time with a certain individual that we've prayed about recently, Is it a possibility that the enemy is using that to retaliate against
us? Could be. Just come against witchcraft.
And we have.
I can tell you this: witchcraft is very prevalent right now against all of us.
Yeah.
So
David made mention of it in his teaching recently, and that's what brought it to mind today. Is that?
Yeah.
Many of us are suffering from sicknesses and all kinds of mishaps because of what the Lord is doing in his people.
Amen. All right. Yeah, that's awesome. That super glue did its job too, huh? Amen.
Well, it was either that or take him to the hospital for stitches.
No.
Like, well, we're not going there. We'll patch this up. We don't have liquid Band-Aid, but super glue. I've heard so many stories about it. I was like, babe, maybe someone that's putting it on.
Oh, boy. Awesome.
There's no swelling. There's no bruising. No discoloration. None of that. It's healing really nicely.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord.
We said Jesus healed it. It's done, and He said, "Amen." So we're believing.
Amen. Bless his little heart. That's awesome. That is awesome. Okay. Anyone else with a prayer or a praise report? Yes, Pat.
Yeah, I wanted to just bring this up. Last week, I was out weeding my garden. And when I say weeding my garden, it was I've let it overgrow for the last couple months. Cut it down, and all of a sudden we had a bunch of rain and whatever. And I had weeds out there, literally. Probably three feet tall. I mean, I couldn't hit them with a weed whacker. I had to go out there with hedge trimmers and get everything down. Anyway, sorry about that. So there was no poison ivy out there because I sent my wife out there just to look. But guess what? I got this itching that came up on my arm. And it came up last week, and I decided, you know, I'm fighting this thing through all the way. And then I realized that I have the body here to confess the battle, to confess the weakness. I know that the devil used that there's something, you know, something in my thinking, something there, whatever it is that he's utilizing as a lever to affect this in my life. And so trusting the Lord, I trust him that he healed me by his stripes, by his word. He's already said it. So I'm believing in that. I know that I came to the conclusion, it just seemed to hit me a little bit stronger this time around than that, you know what? The only thing, number one, that I can do is believe. You're not going to think your way through or overcome by, having a better idea or missing a scripture, an important scripture, and thinking way through some process in the scripture that, you hadn't seen before, etc. It's all just got to be by believing what God said. And he led me to a scripture this morning as I was praying about it. And that was that very the verses that I think in Corinthians, I don't remember where in Corinthians, but it was Paul talking about God doesn't make promises. Oh, it came to me. I realized that God made the promise in Christ for our healing. And he purposefully put himself in a corner by giving us healing in Christ already 2,000 years ago. Before that, by his word, but in manifestation 2,000 years ago. And it's not up to him. He already promised us that he doesn't give us a yay and nay, or yes and no, or maybe this, or if you do this, and yes, I do. No, he said, yes. If you're praying for healing, he's already said yes. So he's left it in all our ballpark to either say, yes, that's what I need, thank you, and go on and trust him for it. obviously, I'm speaking this, and I'm saying this in request for prayer, because the devil has something there that he's trying to smoke out. I mean, God's trying to smoke something out of me, and I'm sure that the devil uses these levers or places of manipulation wherever he can. But so I'm just trusting in the Lord's healing. He's going to have to produce this. He's going to have to go through the process. He's going to take me through to the intended solution that he wants me to. He wants something to click in me. Then I'm ready. I'm ready to see it happen. So I'm asking for prayer tonight. Oddly enough, not for healing, but to see what God wants to show me through the process, because I believe I've already been healed in Christ. I believe that the prayer was already answered, that he already gave it to me. So I feel like I want to confess it. I want to bring it out to the body and ask for wisdom, a perception of what it is that he's trying to show me through the process, and to enter into the victory, not being drug in by my toenails or, you know, my fingernails on the side of the screen door or whatever. I want to rest in it. I want to just enjoy the battle, so shall we say, just because we know we have the upper hand over the devil. And I'm reminded of that scripture. I think I mentioned it a long time ago, but the Lord showed me something before I was even a Christian. And this was when I used to smoke cigarettes back 40, 50 years ago. I don't remember now. But I used to go through, it was a habit, obviously it was a habit, but I knew it was mental, because when I would decide to start smoking, I used to smoke for a while and then I would quit. And after I would start feeling better and, you know, would get a different frame of mind, I'd start smoking again. But when I would start smoking, I would start smoking a pack of cigarettes a day or whatever that thing is. Well, when I started learning, I went through a process where I decided to quit smoking, and I couldn't do it. It was a battle. I don't know if any of you in the room here have ever been addicted to cigarettes or something like that, but it is a battle. You can't do it because you're fighting desires. And it dawned on me one day as I was a young guy, 23, 24, whatever. And I started climbing the stairs to go up to another, to the engineering lab or something like that. And I got about 15 steps and I was huffing and puffing, and a thought hit me in my mind saying, you know what, those cigarettes are going to kill you. And it hit me like that and dawned on me. And all of a sudden I was convinced, and I went to my desk and I wadded up the cigarettes and threw them away, and I was never bothered again by that craving desire. Because the desire was nipped at the bud down at the desire level by a stronger power. Now, it was the power of life, preservation of life now. But we still have that power now in the Lord Jesus, I believe. I believe that power is available to us. And that the scripture I was referring to is when I think it was Jairus came out and asked the Lord to heal his daughter because she laid at home sick. And And I think there was an interlude with the centurion or something at that time, tried to take his attention off the thing. And Jesus said, your daughter is healed, go thy way. And he believed and he turned, and the scripture said he believed, and then he turned and left. And then the interesting thing happened is some people came and met him on the path and said, your daughter is healed. Don't bother the teacher. And he asked him and said, well, when was she healed? And they gave him the time. And he remembered back that that was exactly the time that Jesus told him that he was healed, that his daughter was healed. And then it said, and he believed and his household. And so it hit me that there's a double believing there. There's a believing in the spirit, and then there's a convincement in the soul that takes place there. So why I went on to say all that, I don't know. But anyway, I'd like to ask for prayer specifically that the truth that the Lord wants to show me gets down to the soul level, gets to the heart level, and accomplishes that same thing that I just explained. So that's my prayer request for tonight.
All right. That's good. Yes, we can pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up Pat to you, and we bind those intellectualizing spirits that he has, and we just thank you, Father, that when he reads the word, he's going to believe what the word says without doubt, unbelief, or anything else. He's not going to try to sit there and analyze and try to figure out. He's just going to believe it and stay in it. And we just praise you, Father. This is going to be turning point this night in Pat's faith. Yes, and we praise you, Father, for doing that for Pat. Because we know that when we pray, all of us pray together and believe we're in one accord, that it is going to do, and you're going to do it, Father, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. You, Lord. It's done, Pat. I believe it, brother.
I receive it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Ray and June, go right ahead.
Okay. Ray and I would appreciate prayer for our son. He is 33 years old. And just to give a little background, he was 10 years old when he asked to receive the Lord and said that he didn't want to do it publicly, which I found strange. So I said, are you sure you want to do it now? He said he did. And he did.
33 years ago.
Yeah, well, he was 10 years old. Yeah, he was 10 years old at the time.
He's 33.
Yeah. Anyway, he turned away from the Lord in the sense he started questioning the Lord's existence. At a younger age, I think he was around 10, is when he started having weight issues. We just found out recently that he had been done wrong. And apparently, I assume that's when he started having the weight issues. And with those weight issues, he was being ridiculed by his peer. Now he has a job that he is going to be removing himself from because he has been dealing with what they call autoimmune illness. He's leading a very strict life. You know, his intake of food is almost nil because he's so concerned about getting an adverse reaction to what he's eating. He has issues with mold, which most people wouldn't pick up. If they walked into a room, he'll react to it in a severe way. He's dealing with brain fog, because of this situation. Now, all along, I've been thinking the Lord is using this to bring him to acknowledge the Lord himself. Bottom line is, he's being now, he's been working and not even getting credit for the work he does. He has somebody who actually will take his work and implement it as if it's his work. And our son has been very quiet about relating this to the upper people, but finally it got to a point where he knew he had to do it, and we're thrilled. But still, it's to the point where he's going to be leaving work, because, just to give you another example, when he goes out to lunch, they were actually acknowledging somebody was leaving work. They took him out to lunch, and John was part of that. John didn't eat the food that was being served there because he's so careful about what he eats. And one of the employees said to him, "Oh, John, is your tummy hurting you?" I mean, he is just being
ridiculed.
Yeah, it's a very evil environment. That's just one example of the mean-spirited remarks that have been given to him, knowing that he's telling them he's dealing with health issues. So the prayer is, I'm asking the Lord, would you please reveal yourself to him in a supernatural way, through a dream, whatever way the Lord would see fit, because our son literally has a heart for people. He's very tender-hearted, very much cares about, he's sensitive to people's feelings. But that's also been used by the enemy, because remarks that have been thrown at him, he took very, very much down to heart, which has been the worst thing as far as relating to his condition. It's just, you know, manifold more so. So I want to end with the fact, if you would all pray for him to get this supernatural revelation. But I will add, even if he doesn't get it now, I know it's because, I'll say we know, right, that it's not the Lord's timing, and we'll accept it.
Okay. Are you going to believe when I pray that whatever we pray, because it's going to be, you know, from the Holy Spirit, amen, that it's going to be done?
Yes.
Okay. Praise God. Because I believe this is what the Lord wants me to pray. In the name of Jesus, right now. What's your son's name?
John.
John, yeah, that's right. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I lift up John to you. Lord, you see his heart. Even though he's turned away from you in whatever reason, I believe it's the spirit of rejection. I command that spirit of rejection to go from him right now in Jesus' name. I bind it up and cast it off of him. And I thank you for his tender heart, Lord. That tender heart can be used greatly in your kingdom, as you well know. Mm-hmm. And I praise you, Father, that this is the time for John's deliverance. In the name of Jesus right now, I command those hindering spirits and tormenting spirits off of him now. That spirit of infirmity, you go from him right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you grant repentance to John. And I pray the Lord of Harvest sends somebody to him that he would listen to. And he would come mightily into the kingdom. And I thank you for it, Father, because I believe it's done. We've got a lot of people here with faith to believe for John, Lord.
Yes.
And I thank you, Father, for bringing him into the kingdom. He's the right age to come in as a preacher.
Oh, that's right,
man. And we just praise you, Father, amen, for it right now in Jesus' mighty name. That. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Watch, because it's going to happen, y'all.
Amen.
It's happening right now, even as we speak. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, all of you. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. Is that all, June and Ray? Is anything? Okay. Praise God. All right. Is that Judy? Did you want to pray? Okay, go ahead.
I do. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, Father, we thank you for John's life, and you see his heart, and you see everything that's happened to him. You know exactly what's going on, and I pray, Father, that whoever has hurt him, that he is able to forgive that person. I just cover in the blood of Jesus, and I pray for a deep move of repentance there, Father. I'll be right back.
It's ready. Get it out of there, girl. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Timer. Sorry about that. Anyhow, that's Lord, right. Whoever it is that has hurt him and wounded him in his heart, in the name of Jesus, we forgive this person, and we ask, God, that you would move in John's heart. As his mom has prayed for him, Lord, that praying mother, Lord, that lifted up her son, Lord, that he really needs you right now, Jesus. And we just pray all the hurt that's been done there and the damage that's been done to cause all these problems with how he sees himself, his self-esteem, the insecurity, and all these things. We command those spirits to be loosed from him in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for working in John's life and softening the hardness and the bitterness and the anger and the resentment that's there towards you or anyone else, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for doing a quick and mighty work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father, for the resurrection life for John. All right, Rayon and Claire, you may begin.
I couldn't find that. Hello. I would like to tell Pat something. While you were talking, Pat, I had a vision, just a quick vision of you washing dishes, and everything was white, brother, like everything. And I just believe that's like you're clean, and you're even washing the clean dishes. You're doing so well, and God is so, when we study and we show ourselves approved and we keep our hearts clean, like there's nothing but blessing that can come upon you. And I pray for you, my brother, that you get more and more peace, and that the Lord reveals this thing to you so quickly, and you can deal with it so quickly. That's my prayer for you. And I want to encourage you to just go on in the faith. That's what the vision was for me. Just an encouragement that you're so much on the right track. So that's awesome. And then I have a very cool, quick testimony. Yesterday, sometimes I do a bit of exercises, okay? So I'm not like an exercise buff or anything, but I sometimes have to get a few body movements in, because otherwise my life is just a bit too dull. So I've been doing this new thing, and I had to do a few weird jumps. And while I was doing the jumps, I thought to myself, this is interesting. And this thought came to me, which was from the enemy, that said, oh, be careful for your ankles. And then I rebuked it immediately. And I said, I will not accept that. My ankles are perfect, and I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, and everything is fine. And I went about my day. And then yesterday afternoon, I sat at the desk marking Tabitha's work. And when I got up, I could not stand on my left ankle. I hadn't hurt myself or anything. I just couldn't put any pressure on it at all. And I just stood there and I said, no, this is not happening. And all the kids were in the playroom with me, and they were like, what, mommy? I said, no, the enemy's trying to come on me with this ankle. I'm not having it. And I said to them, rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. And they, you know, put out their hands, and they're like, we rebuke this in the name of Jesus. And then I thought, okay, I guess I've got to do something. So I put my own hand on my ankle, and I just started praying in the spirit. And I just said, I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. And I carried on walking. And the first two steps, I just could not walk on it. It was so sore. And the third step, fine, healed, done. And then my daughter, so Mika is the oldest one, she went out and played in the rain. Well, they all three went out and played in the rain. And she was running like a mad thing outside, and was having so much fun. And she twisted her ankle in the pouring rain. And she says, she comes in afterwards. She says, oh, mommy, I twisted my ankle, but we just looked up to the sky, and Tabitha and Daniel just came and touched my ankle. And we just said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. She's like, but mommy, it was so cold. There was snot coming out of my nose. So we all started laughing about the snot, but Jesus healed me anyway. And that was the end of it. So praise God, like, for two healings, swift and quick and fun. And God is good.
Oh my, that's awesome. Thank you, Lord. Oh man. Awesome. All right, Megan, go ahead, girl.
Yes, I need prayer request for my right hand, my hand or sore. I couldn't close my hands, and nerve endings is sometimes it feels like pins and needles because I'm working with my hands all day, and I need prayer.
Okay. Oh, Missy.
I'd like to pray for her because it sounds like something that I used to have, and the Lord healed me of it. And I rebuke that that carpal tunnel. I command all numbness to go, all pain to go, in the name of Jesus, and it shall not return in Jesus' name. And by Jesus' stripes, Megan's healed. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We command all the symptoms to go too in the name of Jesus, every one of them. Thank you, Father, that Megan, both hands, Megan had both hands, and they work normally. Jesus' Thank name, you, no pain. Thank you, Father, for giving her the faith to believe that it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yes, Missy. You know you've already used part of your time, but go ahead. I'll cut you off when it's time.
I'd like to pray for my mom. She sent an email to my brother, my sister, and I, telling us about something going on with my dad. Not understanding things and forgetting things or whatever. And long story short, she sent back this. At first she started to answer my mom, and she felt like it wasn't in gentleness and kindness. And so she stopped, and she went and looked at this devotional, and it's this doctor, but he's a Christian. And he was saying about how his number was 70% illness is psychosomatic. And it was very good. Surprisingly, but I sent back just a bunch of Proverbs and James 3:1-12 back to my mom about, you know, life and death or in the power of the tongue. I didn't say anything. I sent back these verses and everything. And as a man thinks, so is he. He is one of them. And then I also sent another one saying that I agreed with what he was saying about illness being psychosomatic, except that I heard that it's a lot higher. So anyway, so I was like, wow, mom, you're trying to do some things here with my mom. And so I just praise you, Lord. And I just ask you touch her heart, soften up her heart, Lord, that she receive what my sister sent her and what I sent her, Lord. And just soften her up and help her to receive it, Lord. Help her to know, Lord, that you can bless with your mouth and you can curse with your mouth. And that in the multitude of words, there's transgression, Lord. And just help her to just receive it, to be, I just cast down any pride or rejection or anything of the enemy, any spirits that would try and keep her from receiving what my sister and I sent her, Lord. And Lord, that she would take it to heart, and that that she would repent and that she would not receive condemnation, Lord. I just cast that down too, Lord, but that it would just help her to see, to recognize what she thinks and what she says, Lord. And just, I ask you to pour out your spirit of grace upon her, Lord, and that she would receive it well, and that you would just greatly use it to change her thoughts and her words, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's done. We hook our faith up with this and believe.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
I'd like to also share something else. How can I share this?
You said something about long story short. What happened?
Well, that was... That
that was the other one, wasn't
it? Yes, you gotta get big in there.
Okay.
I was really concerned about something concerning my mom. And the Lord was something else, and the Lord was telling me not to say anything and not to say anything. And today, he showed me to ask somebody something in particular, and concerning my mom, he finally let me ask somebody something concerning my mom. And here it turns out that I asked my mom about it, and she said, you know, it was just, I don't want to go into details of it. It's no big deal, really, but I just rather not go into details of it. But it's just the Lord really answered my prayer. And because I was concerned that my mom was going to be left out of something, let's just put it that way. And that she wasn't left out of something, but I think the Lord used it though. Because I think she thought she was going to be left out of doing something. But then when I asked her about it, she went and checked in the mailbox today, and she saw the very thing that I was asking her about. You know, my sister asked her last night about, and I asked her about an email today. And it's like the Lord's timing is just so awesome. I'm just like praising the Lord. I'm like, oh, wow, Lord, you are so answering prayers with my mom. You know, just you're just speaking to her. I believe in such gentle ways, but I think, you know, getting her to stop and think, you know, and I just praise you, Lord. Thank you for that.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for answering prayer.
Amen.
All right. I think Phil and Lana was first. Go ahead, Lana. Phil. Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to ask everybody to please uphold and agree with us in prayer. My old friend Jim, he's gotten attacked again and he's sick, but he's at home. He was at the hospital, but he's at home. They have him on oxygen, and I just want to lift him up, Father. And you see Jim, and you know his heart. He's all for you, Lord. He's changed so much in the last year. And I just want to come against all the sickness that is attacking him, his lungs, that's not letting him breathe right. I bind it up in the name of Jesus and I cast it out of him. It's got no place there. Him and his wife both, she's asked for prayer as well. Father, you give them both strength and boldness and faith, and know that under your wings, Father, nothing can touch them. And I praise you, Father, for your victory in them and both of them, Father, that they are yours true through and through. And I thank you for that, Father, for his healing and for hers as well, whatever she has a desire in, Father. And I thank you for that. Amen.
Amen. Is this the elderly guy?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Father. The Jim is healed. In Jesus' name, and you are strengthening his body even as we speak. Thank you, Lord. He's going to have a wonderful testimony. Thank you, Father, and his wife.
And he's thanked everybody for praying, a bunch of people that have no idea who he is, and he's just humbled and grateful. And I hope he joins us one day, but he's shy.
That'd be awesome.
So
amen.
He says thank you, and he believes in the prayers, and he's in full agreement.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Jim, come out of that bed in Jesus' name. Lord, we're blowing air right into Jim's lungs in the name of Jesus, your air. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, Isaac, what you got, brother?
Hey, everybody. Good to hear from y'all tonight. Can y'all hear me okay? I'm on my cell phone.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Remember, Michael, how we prayed that the Lord would help me when they sent me to Texas for this job at Amazon? Because we were commissioning this new set of conveyors that was never been tested. So this is all running product. So it's not like I had a 30-minute debug time. So it's 30 minutes to make sure there's no bugs. And it was a big project. And you know, Michael, that doesn't make sense. Like, that's not typical normal. Because, you know, it can be days of work as far as recoding and then checking field devices. Well, here's the thing. We prayed it. I knew I needed it because I was here by myself, and usually there's a team of us. So we prayed, and we got here today, and the moment of truth happened. And, you know, I'll say this. I was confessing it, and they said shut down all the conveyors. Now, mind everyone, this is an air hub, you know, first-class mail. You shut down an air hub, and then you're going to be delaying warehouses. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. So there's only a few of them. Anyways, so I said, we stopped the conveyors. We put it in the mode that it needed to be in to test. And we started all up. And it wasn't like it's one or two conveyors. It's a whole bunch of stuff. I want to shed light on the importance of it, because it shed lights on how awesome God is. So I'm trying to get here. Anyways, so... because when we do this, we shut down like half the top floor of the building just to even make this work. So we did it. We started it up, put it in the mode, and ran it. And it kept running, and it kept doing what it's supposed to do, and everything was looking awesome. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. And we concluded in that 30 minutes, Michael, we concluded the test. And the project manager of Amazon, he's like the project manager for globally, he walked over to me. And he goes, well, that's rare when it works the first time, ain't it? And I said, yeah, it is. And we were just talking. And the controls engineer from Amazon, he was there. They can't, even though he's a controls engineer, they can't touch their own code because contracted out to us. Anyways, he goes, you know, that's not real normal. And I said, man, and I couldn't help it. I said, buddy, I'm going to tell you like this. I said, I'm involved in ministry, and we prayed, and we believed it to work first time. And I'm going to tell you, that's what it was. I believe it, man. The Lord did this. And it did, man. It worked. And it just did exactly what it's supposed to. And I was able to get out of there.
Praise God.
Yeah,
amen. God made an impression on Amazon. That's tremendous.
It sure is, man. Amen. He really did. God's an awesome God.
And you're right, Isaac. It doesn't never work like that unless God's involved.
I've never, in all my whole career, Michael, I've never seen it work that way. Never.
I haven't either. I hadn't
exactly.
Either.
Praise Thank you. God. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lord. Praise Amen. You, Amen. All right. That's a good testimony. Okay. Anyone else? Generally, something like he's talking about, as complex as what he's talking about, it takes days to troubleshoot something that complex, I'm sure. And possibly weeks. I don't know. I don't know how complex it is.
That's exactly right. You know exactly what you're talking about, Michael. Yeah. That's 100% true. But I tell you, there's no better troubleshooter in the world than Jesus Christ.
Amen. He's got them high techie angels out there doing the work, doesn't he? Praise the Lord. Amen. That is awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, anyone else? We have a lineup tonight of praise and worship like y'all won't believe. Lord of God. Y'all ready? Oh, has anybody else got anything they want to say before I begin my concert? I'm going to do all the singing tonight. Messy quintet. Oh my. Okay.
What did you say about payback?
Yeah, I know. I knew it was coming. All right, let's see here.
Your Thank you. Day, for his children left the promised land. in search of their own way. And they kick and scream like wayward sons, always wanting to sleep. And they dream away these evil days in hopes that God can see.
Alone, we took our pledge, the fullness of God. Thanks so much for tuning in to this latest performance of the David Wesley Virtual Choir. You can check out the rest of my YouTube channel and subscribe for more a cappella worship.
With all creation I sing praise to thee. My refuge, the snare of the fowler will never capture you, and famine will bring you no fear. Under his wings, your refuge, his faithfulness, your thank you.
On a plane the other day, just wishing that I could get out. When the man next to me saw the book in my hand and asked me what it was about. So I settled back in my seat, a bestseller, I said, a history and mystery in one. Then I opened up the book and began to read from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word
He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Around him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. And though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked down the road and died on the cross, and that was the end of the beginning.
Thank you.
That's a Bible, he said, and I've heard it all before. I've tried religion, it's shame and guilt, and I don't need it anymore. It's superstition, a made-up tales, just to help the weak to survive. Well, let me read it again, I said, but listen closely, this is gonna change your life. He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learn that God dead. You said they hung him and put nails in his hands and a crown of thorns on his head. I said I'll read it again, but this time there's more, and I believe this is true. His death wasn't the end, but the beginning of life that's completed in you. Don't you see? He did all this for you.
This has been an awesome night, isn't it, Bonnie? Just wonderful. How many of you like Negro spirituals? An old black lady down south showed me something about the Negro spirituals, and I want to share it with you. You know, the black folk down south had more sense by accident than some of us have on purpose. You know what I mean? You didn't hear what I said. I heard an old black lady say, "Son, if the mountain was smooth, you couldn't climb it." Think about that for a minute. But did you know, she said to me, did you know all, just about all Negro spirituals are written on the black notes of the piano? This is absolutely true. You can go home tonight and play almost any Negro spiritual, just play the black notes on the piano. You look skeptical. Now, you can't see it out there, but I want you to watch. Watch. There are five black notes on the piano. Those same five black notes just keep recurring. And you can go home tonight and play almost any Negro spiritual. Just play the black notes. Watch. You know that? Every time I feel the Spirit. Just black notes. Watch this. That's because the slaves didn't come to America with do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's somebody else's scale, okay? All they had in their musical scale were those five black notes. We know it in music as the pentatonic scale. And they built the power and pathos of the Negro spiritual on five notes. When you study music, you also come across what are known as white spirituals. Did you know that? And they are white composers who work with those that scale. In early America, they used to call this the slave scale. And I'm going to play for you what some musicologists think is the most famous white spiritual built on the slave scale or just the black notes. Anybody tonight know who wrote that song? I heard it, a man by the name of John Newton. But do you know what John Newton did before he became a Christian? He was the captain of a slave ship. And many believe heard this melody that sounds very much like a West African sorrow chant and wrote the words Amazing Grace and set his words to a slave melody. I looked up that song. I believe God wanted that song written just the way it was written, just so that we would be reminded that as Christians, whether black or white, free or bond, in his eyes, we're all connected. We are connected. And we are connected by God's amazing grace. We are connected by God's amazing grace. Woo! I looked up that song in the Library of Congress. I went to the Library of Congress, I looked up that song. And wherever you see it authentically printed, you know what it says? Words, John Newton. Melody, unknown. Tell the Lord, when I get to heaven, I want to meet Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, but boy, I want to meet that slave called unknown. And I recorded that song the way I hear it. When I sing it, I still hear the sounds of the slave ships in the water. I want to sing it for you the way John Newton probably first heard it, coming up out of the belly of the ship. Listen. Thank you.
even when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've known less days to sing.
Well, I got to get back on. How'd y'all like that last one? You didn't like it, did you?
He's awesome. I saw him perform live. He did that very same thing. It just still leaves me in tears.
Yeah, that's an awesome, awesome song. Whitney does a good job with it. Yeah, all of them were good tonight. I thought that was real good tonight. Did y'all enjoy it? Okay. Awesome. Well, is there anything that y'all we need to pray about before we go? Oh my. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Oh, boy. That was good. I've starred some of them that I want to listen to later that I haven't heard yet. That Jeremy Camp song, I like that one. All right. Who's got something they want to say before we leave out? Y'all be praying against witchcraft. Against the body. Against the body. Edwin and Andrea, it's so nice to have y'all tonight. So glad y'all could join us. Yeah. I hope you're not scared because, you know, okay, good. You were probably well warned before you came out. Okay.
Could I ask for prayer?
What's that?
Sunil. Could I ask for prayer?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out who it is.
Sunil. Is that you?
Okay, Sunil, go ahead. Your volume's down for some reason.
Say that again?
Your volume's way down, but I can hear you. Go ahead.
My married life is in shambles, and we've come to the end almost.
Hey, Sunil, can you talk a little closer to the mic?
Yeah, we can't. Yeah. We can't hardly hear you. Sorry.
Married life is kind of in shambles, and you've come to the almost to the end, and you know it's like the last counseling or whatever. So I like prayer for that, so that something can constructive can come out of it.
Absolutely. You hear it, Michael?
David, you'll have to go. I couldn't hear.
Oh, Father. we come together with Sunil, and we know that this is heavy on his heart, his wife, his marriage, his counseling. He says everything's falling apart, in shambles. Lord, we know that you come into lives and change hearts, and you bring people back together from darkness into light. We're asking you, Lord, to do this for Sunil and his wife, to bless them again, Father. Bring life back in the relationship. Don't let Satan break them apart. We cast down any works of darkness now that are coming against Sunil and his wife, that are trying to bring division and strife, trying to separate them, Father. In the name of Jesus, we come against this mightily. We ask you to send your angels for protection on Sunil, to give him perfect mind and peace, to give his wife mind and peace, to take away this anxiety, this separation, this rejection, everything that's going on here right now. Lord, we bind these demons. We cast them off them. We give them freedom. We ask you, Lord, that you breathe life into this family. Breathe your life into this marriage. Bring back the love and compassion for each other and for family, for the respect of this union you brought together, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this family, Lord, with our hearts and our souls, to bring them back together in unity in your kingdom. Lord, hear this prayer of ours. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, and anybody else who wishes to pray.
Yeah, Macy.
Father, I just ask you to help Sunil and his wife both to know, Lord, that the enemy likes nothing better than to look at each other and blame the other and think the other's the enemy. That's his tactic, to get us to wrestle with flesh and blood. But our wrestling is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. And I just ask you to get their attention, that they realize this, and that, Lord, that they not point the finger at each other, but, Lord, seek you with all their heart and ask you to change their heart, not looking and expecting the other to change, Lord, but to go to you about themselves, Lord, and seek you and desire to have a heart to want to be willing to acknowledge their own faults, their own sins, their own part, Lord, and just go to you and ask you to fix them, to cleanse them, to wash them, Lord, by your blood, Lord, and fill them up with love for you, so that they can love each other. Because your word says, if you say you love your brother, if you say you love God but hate your brother, you're a liar, Lord. So Father, I just ask you to do whatever it takes for both of them to seek you and to know, Lord, that you're the answer, that a threefold cord cannot easily be broken, Lord, and that you be their counselor, Lord, individually. Just greatly and deeply touch their hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I hook my faith up with Dave and Missy and everybody else in here. And we believe, Lord, that you're working in both our hearts to place your love in it, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Yes, Debbie, go ahead. You have to unmute.
I was only agreeing in prayer.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Julie, go ahead.
I'll just add just a little. Father, I thank you for Sunil and his heart that he was able to come here and express his need for help. And you see both hearts, Father, and I pray, God, that there would be love and patience and kindness on both persons' hearts, Father, for each other, that you would rekindle, Lord, what you first began when they got married, even before they got married, Father, and that they would really just love each other and value what they have. And whatever the problem is, God, you see it and you know how to fix it. You're bigger than any problem we could ever face, and we can't do anything of ourselves. So I pray, Lord, for strength and long suffering and patience and just love for Sunil and his heart for his wife. And that you do a work in his wife's heart. I don't know anything about her, Lord, but he's yoked to her. And just pray, Lord, that they'd be walking in unity. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We believe it's done, Sunil.
Thank you.
All right, brother. All right, go ahead, Rios.
I actually just wanted to pray for Sunil as well. Rian has something to say. Okay,
go ahead.
Father, we know that Sunil's been going through quite a few trials recently. He asked us to pray for him for a job and that you would pull your favor out on him. And Lord, it seems like he's going through a huge trial right now with his spouse. But Father, we know that your hand is not too short to save. And we know that everything is a gift from you. And we know that you bring us great blessing and you bring us trials because you love us so much and you refine us. Father, you know all things. You know the end from the beginning. And you know Sunil's heart. You knit him together in his mother's womb. And you know exactly why and how he has come to the place where he is. Father, I stand now in agreement with my brothers and sisters. And we rebuke any factious witchcraft spirits that have an assignment on Sunil's life in the name of Jesus. We pray these down and we tell them to cease and desist. And instead, we loose a spirit of peace over this man. And we pray that he seeks earnestly the truth of your word, Lord, so that he can be free. Father, if Sunil and his wife do have children, we know that you say that we stay yoked together because otherwise those children would be unholy. And we pray for holiness for those children. We pray the protection, whether they're adults or young, it doesn't matter, Lord. We pray protection over his children and we pray for wisdom. And Father, I pray for a spirit of humility to come over Sunil, for him to fall on his knees, Lord, and as he's doing, I'm sure, Father, and for him to continue boldly in the faith. Thank you so much, Lord, for this brother. Thank you for giving him the conviction to ask for prayer, because we know that it is the prayers of the saints that get answered. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with the opportunity to pray for Sunil. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All praise, well, Sunil. Lord, Father, we just bring our brother to you, Lord, and we know that nothing is too big for you and that there's always hope because our hope is in you, Lord. Our fight is not against flesh and blood. Our fight is against the powers and principalities that's trying to come and disrupt this marriage, Lord. And you have shown us that marriage is just is such a piece of heaven on earth. And we don't accept these lying spirits, Lord, and these attacks. So I come against that now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we break off that yoke that is put on Sunil, Lord. And as long as we put our hope in you, Father, and we are patient, and we give it all to you, Lord, we know that you will do it. You will do the good. It's not up to us. Father, you are an amazing Father, and one of your special abilities is something we can't do, and that is to change hearts. I know how much you love to change hearts and then get all the glory for it, Lord. So I ask you, Lord, to both in Sunil and his spouse, change their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. give us a heart of flesh that is soft and open, Lord. And we can put everything on your altar, Lord. Even our marriages, all of it belongs to you, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you would give Sunil, our brothers, patience, peace, and a hope that he would fight this in the spirit, Lord. Give him courage to be an overcomer and endure to the end. To know, Lord, that you know all things. You see it from, you see the end from the beginning. And you say, we do not have to worry. We do not have to fear. We just trust in the Lord. And we thank you, Father, for that, that you would pour out your spirit. I ask you, Lord, to fill up Sunil tonight with your Holy Spirit, Lord, anew and afresh. Pray in the spirit. Pray from our hearts. Pray that, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for doing this. Now, I believe it and I agree with our brothers and sisters here that this marriage is not in shambles and is not the end, and you will restore it in the name of Jesus. And we look forward to hearing that testimony. I can imagine Sunil coming back onto this meeting and just full of joy and laughter and saying, wow, it's all been restored. It's all been restored by the grace of God. And we thank you, Father, for that, because you say we're two or more are gathered together, and as greed as touching anything, it's done. We thank you for that, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Father. We believe for in the victory for Sunil and his wife, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Did you have something else you wanted to say, Ray?
I can't remember now what it was. What was it? Oh, oh yeah, we are fellowshipping this afternoon together with Edwin and Andrea, and I thought if we just pray for us as well, just have a blessed time, and we can get together and study the Word and have a good time together in the Lord. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to have them on here, and it's great that they're just around the corner and they can just pop over. So just keep awesome. Us in our prayers. That's all. Yeah.
All right, we will. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful time. It's a revelation from your Word. For all of them, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for that. And Lord, let your love flow through all of them, in Jesus' name, because you are love. And when we study you, love goes into us. And we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
No, we're not in the mansion. We're
back in the pauper's house.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good night, y'all. God bless you. We'll see y'all again next time. What's that?
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
everyone.